I don't know, like, she's out there.
Yeah. You're the Florida version of Sex in the City, JD.
That's when I was smoking my cigar.
Don't be an asshole today.
Hi.
Hi.
You all right?
I'm good. How are things over there in London on the other side of the pond?
We are well into autumn.
Nice. You got that cool weather?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 46 tonight.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. Last night we pretended it was autumn and we went to Seasons 52 with Judy and Terry. My sister and I and Judy and Terry, and they had the autumn menu. So we had butternut squash soup and then the entree. And then I had that drink. Did you see that drink I posted?
Gorgeous.
It was apple and cinnamon infused into the Woodford Reserve bourbon. So it wasn't a flavored anything. It was the actual thing. They infused it for 3 days. They
Ooh, nice.
Marinated. Or whatever they do to infuse it. Yeah, it was really, and then they put a nice thin apple slice on the top.
Yeah,
it
was like good.
Yeah, it was like a dessert and a drink. It was very nice.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, so this is the time of year, isn't it, for apple cinnamon everything.
We're pretending it's fall, but then we went outside and it still was like 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what do you have today? What are you drinking today?
I decided I didn't want anything sweet today. So okay. I went with the Keeper bourbon with the smoked honey.
Oh, wow. That's a
it's
nice.
It's getting to the bottom and it's like all the honey has kind of like, gone to the bottom. So I had to give it a little shake, but oh my God, it's so good.
That's such a nice pairing. I didn't want it sweet either today because yesterday's drink was a little sweet. So I am doing Jameson Stout, the one that you had recommended. And wow, is this good.
Told you.
It's so smooth. We had it at our whiskey tasting on the weekend and it was very smooth. And it was just a little bit more fuller bodied than the regular Jameson. So I have that today.
It's so nice, isn't it?
Yes.
That it looks darker Mummy's in the favorite.
So I didn't know until Tyler had it on the show and then Judy brought me a bottle. I didn't know exactly what it was. I thought it was some kind of an ale or a lager type of a drink. I didn't realize. Right.
They distill it in the stout barrels.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so perfect. Like it's still got notes of other flavors in it. You know,
it does.
What sent me over the edge. Like I felt like I could taste this hint of like vanilla, you know, and
yes.
just not what you expect. Like you said, you see stout on it and you get all like, ooh, it's going to be like a whiskey and a beer. And
Right.
It's so good. So I have on my Ted Lasso shirt.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Yep. I'm so happy it just came today.
Just in time.
I am so loving that show. I can't even tell you. I can't even. Here comes my cat.
I see a whisker.
One whisker hanging over. Today, she finally saw the neighbor's cat outside. And she spent 45 minutes at the patio door just doing this on the glass.
Oh, my God.
And he just laid in front of the door. And I said, come on. See, a beautiful friendship starting here. It's like the boy in the plastic bubble. Like they'll never get to meet.
You're going to have to fix one of them. She's fixed, right?
She's fixed. Yeah. But she's, I wouldn't let her out. She's too cute.
Yeah.
She's too pretty.
He'll have to love her from afar.
Just love her from the window. And after he finally left, she ran upstairs. And I don't mean like walk. She ran upstairs. And she sat on the bedroom windowsill and she just peered out into the backyard so she could see where he went. Like she was,
oh my God. Was looking
for him. So that was pretty funny. Whereas like Bruce is just like, sup.
That really is a love affair. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce, he, you know, like he caught a glimpse of it and he just went, yeah. He's too cool for it. Like
he's like, yeah.
What's up? Yeah. Molly's like, nah. I was like, don't give it away for free. God. Play cool.
She's very young. She's young.
She's young. She's, yeah. This is her first friend, you know.
Right, right.
But he came to the door the other day. I think he got a little mixed up. He was standing in front of the patio door and he's looking like, where's the cat door? Next door, buddy.
He probably knows a cat door. Oh, he's the one right from next door. So he's got a cat door.
So yeah, he has a cat door. So yeah, he came to my door looking for the cat door because our houses look the same from behind. So he's like,
oh my God.
It's like, gotta go home.
She's the kitten in the plastic bubble.
She's the kitten in the plastic bubble. Where's going? Okay. On top of the refrigerator. She can still see out the kitchen window. That's why. Like this, the neighbor's cat, he comes out at dusk and dawn. And yeah, that's visited two times. So in the morning, you know, when I go to hit my coffee button and I look out the window, he's sitting on the back wall. And then, you know, I'll see him for a little while outside, back and forth along on the brick wall. And then I don't see him for most of the day. And then as soon as the sun starts setting and it gets a little dark, he's back out again. So it's like, woo, this cat's got the timings down.
Oh yeah. He's nighttime.
He's getting, you know, real adventurous now. Like they were kind of like, he doesn't want to go out. And I was like, well, he got scared from the thunderstorm. So it's probably going to be a while before he goes back out again. Now he's been like, you know, he's definitely explored the territory. He knows where he can go. And, you know, he's now the neighborhood cat. Didn't take him long. He's very cute. He's so cute. He's only like two. And he's orange and white. He's got like a nice white bib and white paws. And he's like, orange. The rest of them is just orange, a little pink. Yeah, he's real cute. So yep, he's our new friend, right, Mouse? You got a new friend. She's gonna go sit right by the door and wait for him. So good. He won't be a pain in the ass. So we have Tyler joining us today, all the way from
Memphis. Yes, we do.
And I believe he's got something special planned for you. So let's get him in here.
Is he there?
He's there.
Oh, yay.
Here comes Tyler.
Hey. Tyler.
How are you?
Hi.
I am doing fantastic today. How are y'all?
We're good. We're pretty good. I was just saying, my cat's got a new outdoor friend that comes to the door and flirts with her.
Oh, good. So that's always exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. She just spent 45 minutes doing this on the glass patio door while he just laid there like. So that's as close as they're going to get.
And I had dinner with Absolutely. Mom and Dad last night, and they we went to Seasons 52, and I had an autumn drink. She said she's going to give you the recipe because she thinks you would like it.
Okay.
Apple and cinnamon infused Woodford Reserve bourbon.
Okay.
They added bitters and some lemon to it, and it was really good. And then they put a sliced apple on top.
Like, oh, that's a cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. It tasted like fall in a glass. It was very good.
That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's
we've got, we decided we didn't want sweet tonight.
Right.
So I went with Keeper's bourbon with smoked honey.
Ooh, nice.
And it's like the getting to the bottom. So like all the honey has like completely
mixed.
Settled in. You can actually see the swirls of honey in it. So, this one is superb.
I went with Jameson Stout because your mom brought it over.
And
I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize what this tasted like because I know it was in your drink that you made the locust. I thought it was the white lotus, the white locust. Does that happen to be in my birthday drink today?
It does not happen to be in your birthday drink. However, in your birthday drink, talking about infused whiskeys, I did want to start getting into that realm a little bit. So there is an infused whiskey in your drink today.
Oh, nice.
I love the infused thing.
I just love that you guys were doing this.
I know. It's just, it's all connected. It is crazy. And then you have smoked honey, and there's a smoked element to this drink as well. So we are just, it's like we rehearsed, but we didn't.
Exactly. It's just all telepathy.
Absolutely.
We are totally unscripted here at the Whiskey Rock Lounge.
There it is. And then, yes, I'm drinking just some George Dickel Rye.
Dickel
Rye. It's out of Indiana. They 95% rye, 5% barley. So, you know, standard rye bill, but then they cold charcoal filter it. So it keeps a little bit of the spice, but it doesn't have any, it's got a real light color. It doesn't have any of the like kind of the heavy notes that you would normally get out of a rye. Whenever people want to try rye for the first time or are curious about it, I always point them towards George Dickel. I think it's a fantastic product. I like to use it, especially if you're using cocktails, like not just a Manhattan or something that's really stirred and boozy. If you want to just mix a whiskey and you want to throw in a rye and get a little bit of that kind of like peppery note that you get in ryes, George Dickel is a really safe bet. So,
wow.
Good to know. See, I'm going to try rye. We got to try rye, Jay.
We do. It's a little bit lighter, I think. I thought that was out of Tennessee because years ago when I was recording in Tennessee, they had Music Week was coming up. I was leaving just before everyone got into town. But there was George Dickel. Like if you ordered Jack Daniels, which I did in some of the bars outside of Nashville, they substituted it for George Dickel if they didn't have Jack Daniels. But it had a lot more bite than Jack Daniels. So I thought anyway. So we come back into town, and then they had a bus outside of on Broadway outside of the bars, and it was Daryl and Dickel. And one of the and George Dickel was sponsoring this country artist tour, and his name was Daryl. I forget his last name now, but anyway, it was Daryl and Dickel. So anyway, cool. I was thinking then of all the whiskeys that could sponsor me and be like JD and JD, yep. Jack Daniels and JD.
JD and John Dickel Dan. Sounds great.
Yes.
Daryl and Dickel, like, sounds great. Okay, that's my George Dickel story, but I do have a little connection to that because I hadn't heard of it until then. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And it is produced in Tennessee, but it is distilled in Indiana.
I know what that means. That means I'm going to have to pay a fortune.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's had to touch multiple places in the U.S. It's going to get triple price for you.
It's not enough that, like, all of our booze has gone up substantially because of the Brexit and the shipping problems and, you know, the problems at the borders getting through. So everything's gone up just a little bit. So that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Dickel will be right up there then.
I'm sure of it.
I love your knowledge of everything. Like, you know, it's distilled in Kentucky, Illinois. Where did you say it was?
Indiana.
I'm sorry.
So one of the grain capitals of the world.
Once it wasn't Tennessee, I wasn't remembering it. But it's made in Tennessee. So that's interesting that you know that fact. Like, you really do your research, which I really love about your creations.
Yes. And especially for those entry-level products.
Yeah.
It's something I'm going to sell somebody the first time. I like to know as much about it as possible so I can just trick them into buying it.
I was going to say, this must come in handy as a bartender.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then, fun announcement, I'm actually traveling to London on the 30th of this month.
Shut up! Are you kidding me?
Wow. Yes.
So I travel on the 30th, I land on the 31st in the morning.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do the full day and Halloween in London. And then we're leaving on the 1st at some point to head up to Edinburgh and see what happens from there.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, you're going to have a blast. You're going to love it, man.
It is going to be fun. So I will extend the invite. We can always meet up. If you would like to grab a pint over on that side of the pond, Denise, we can always try to meet up.
I will definitely check my calendar and see. Yes. Because
if it matches up in that brief time period, then I'd love to have a drink with you.
Yeah, my so wife's cool. leaving soon. So she's leaving for Australia.
Oh.
The first week of November. Okay. So that limits my transport because I don't do anything without her. I don't know which way a tube goes. I don't know what I need on. I don't know anything. Yeah. But yeah, so she's gone for like two months. And big announcement, my parents are actually coming for Christmas.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. When the Magoos travel. They've already switched their ticket twice. Oh. So that just tells you what we're in for.
I need a big announcement. My big announcement is I got my printer to work on my Woo! Laptop. So that's my big announcement for the week. Okay. I actually got the person on the Apple site, the other end of the phone on Apple to help me to get my printer to work. But no, you know what? I have to get my passport. I'm going next Monday to get my passport reinstated so I can travel to come and see you in London and do everything else. I would have hopped on the plane with you, Tyler.
Oh, almost.
I'm one of those ridiculously stupid people that let my passport expire. So,
oh, no.
I know.
I guess this is the time to do it, though. I mean, well, I'm sure everybody else is doing it because I think a lot of people let them lapse during lockdown. Now that a lot of borders and stuff are opening up, they're like, oh, I got to get this taken care of. So let's see if Tyler makes something that we can recreate over here.
Yes. I'm excited.
We will see. I went very American with this one. Pretty much American straight up and down. So we will see.
That worked.
I would like to announce another announcement. It's a day of announcements. I know that it is the month and time frame of JD's birthday.
Yes, it is.
So I decided to take that as some inspiration and kind of make a few things, put some things together, and then also go into infusion. So one of the things that I know that JD enjoys is she enjoys Jack Daniels because of the name.
Yes.
and because of the charcoal filtering, I thought George Dickel would be a good pull in for that because of kind of the rum that I was going into. So we are going to use, we're going to start using split bases. So that's where you use two different types of liquor to make a drink. So instead of just whiskey or just gin or anything, it's where you kind of split your liquors. It's a very common practice in tiki where you want to get a certain rum profile, but it's hard to get a certain rum profile from just the process. So the best thing that mixes with rum is usually rum. So you pick a couple different types of rum and blend them together to get kind of what you're wanting, whether that's a light rum, dark rum, you know, Jamaican rum, anything like that, spice rum.
Fantastic jungle juice.
Yes, exactly.
College jungle.
So I wanted to do that. So I started with the George Dickel rye. Just again, fantastic kind of rye. Light goes well with everything. Light in the terms of rye. It's not necessarily light. Ryes are all pretty heavy and spicy, but on the lighter end of rye.
You want to try rye really bad.
Yes. I love rye. Rye is my favorite type of whiskey.
But I got to look up getting that.
Yes. But so I did that. And I know JD's mentioned a couple times about liking rum. And I wanted to go for just a crazy kind of party rum tiki drink. So I pulled something from the kind of, you know, popular tiki realm. I wanted to play with something called a rum runner, which is usually... from pineapple juice, grenadine, which is usually kind of pomegranate juice sweetened up, lime, and then, you know, every other fruit juice that anybody can come up with and still call it rum runner.
Little tang. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah, you know, if it comes in a powder and it looks the right color, you can throw that in. Tiki is a wild thing. It can taste good, but it can also go into a very dark college party realm.
Yes, indeed.
But I wanted to play off of that. So with the George Dickel rye, I grilled some fruit over charcoal. So
wow,
I grilled.
New. This is a big deal thing.
Yes.
I'm making a salad with grilled peaches.
Yes. It's so good. That smoky warmth and just the way it kind of breaks down and caramelizes the fruit. So one of the bars that I work at the Great Canary, they have an open hearth that they cook a lot of things on. And I've used that in some of my cocktail creations before. So I went out and kind of been learning to grill lately. and like trying to hone it in. You know, it's one thing to heat food up. It's another thing to know what you're doing. So I've been working on that. So I did apples, mango, and pineapple.
Oh,
and I just nice. It all up real nice. I did a Fuji apple, a Granny Smith apple, one half of a pineapple, and then one whole mango. And just kind of diced all that up, wow. threw it on the grill, and just let it all just kind of cook for kind of low to medium temp for about 45 minutes. Just really break everything down and really absorb that smoke. Then I went ahead and threw that into the George Dickel whiskey.
Okay.
So I let that sit for 24 hours in the refrigerator. With fruits, I like to keep things refrigerated if they're not under vacuum, because the fruits will try to kind of ferment at room temperature and you can get a lot of like bitter kind of flavors out of it. So I basically have a fruit punch rye whiskey here, which by itself is just amazing. And it has that deep smoke to it. It's a cocktail in a bottle already. And then for that kind of tying into the pineapple and rum and everything, I went with probably my favorite rum that you can get regularly. It's by a Plantation Distillery, and it is their Stiggins Fancy Pineapple Rum. So they take their dark rum, and then they kind of infuse it with a pineapple rind.
Nice.
So it gets that pineapple flavor, but it gets that nice. It doesn't get too sweet. It doesn't add any sweetness. It's just potent pineapple flavor. And this is just, again, one of my favorite products in existence. If you're going to be drinking rum, I love the Plantation Pineapple. I use it all the time. It's something that I make sure every bar I work at orders and has for me. It just, you know, if I make one drink with it, I'll sell a bottle. That's kind of my joke with it. But I took this, and it already had the pineapple element to it. So I went ahead and added the banana element for that rum runner. So I took, for the bottle, it's four bananas, three with no skin, and then one with the skin, all diced up. We want the skin because it keeps it from getting too sweet. Okay. That kind of tannic bitter property. Again, you're with the alcohol, so those bitters come out really, really nice.
Right,
so
right,
one okay. whole banana diced, the rest of them peeled, diced, and left them in overnight as well. So now I have a pineapple banana rum, and then a fruit punch rye whiskey. And that's what we're going to start with.
Oh, wow.
Yay. This is incredible.
There's a lot of science TLC project. Yes. A lot of this, TLC going into this drink.
And just so you know, this rye whiskey with cooked fruit and smoked fruit in it is just amazing. I just keep drinking it and keep smelling it. It's just fantastic. Again, there's only about half a bottle left. So I've been doing some work on it. Like, but I'm going to do an ounce of each. So 1 ounce of the fruit punch rye whiskey.
This is like an exotic Mai Tai kind of.
Yes.
With a slap in the face with the rye.
Yes. So I wanted to go full tiki on this one, but I was still going to use a whiskey. I was not going to get off whiskey.
Exactly.
There's plenty of time left.
Thank you. Staying on whiskey.
Like rum punch is like this, and then you got the rye. It's like,
wake up. Nice. So then again, another ounce of that banana infused plantation pineapple.
I am stunned over this.
Absolutely.
Tyler, then, you don't do anything to the bananas. You just cut them up and then put them.
Cut them up, throw them in, put them in the fridge.
Okay.
You want it in the fridge. You want to slow it down. If you leave it at room temperature, they will kind of, they'll ferment.
Yeah, and they'll look crappy too, right?
Brown. Then I do strain everything out and all of that. I taste it every couple hours until it tastes where I want it, and then I'll dump it and write that down. I think the rye whiskey was good after about 14 hours, and then the pineapple was really good after about 8. So,
wow.
Yep.
So much prep goes into this drink.
Yes.
I love that.
It was a doozy, but you mentioned rum, and tiki is kind of my favorite thing to play with. So this one won't be on fire, but we'll do that another time. But I'll keep it easy for this one.
We'll light it up next time.
Yes,
Hawaiian dance to it.
Yes. It'll have music and the show. And you know, I don't have enough palm fronds yet, but we'll get that working. So then I've used these products in the past. I always want to say Winter Hill, but it's Water Hill. It's a Ann Arbor distillery out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I think they just do amazing products and are really fun. So the Rum Runner generally calls for grenadine or something like that. And then they'll usually use kind of a cherry flavor as well. So I'm gonna just say none of that. And I'm going to do a quarter ounce of their Water Hill cherry liqueur, Michigan black cherries. So they've got a nice tartness to them on top of the sweet. So this is already adding some of that acid. So I'm going to just do a quarter ounce of that cherry liqueur. And then probably my favorite thing to sweeten everything from cocktails to ice cream to candy with is this Water Hill, the blackberry liqueur.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah. So it's got that real kind of sour blackberry bite with that sweet finish. I'm going to do another quarter ounce of that.
This is going to be amazing.
And what you'll see here is no real need for a sweetener or anything. I've made it with a little bit of Demerara, without a little bit of Demerara. It's great both ways. For me, I prefer it without the Demerara because there's enough sweetness going on with all the fruits and everything. But you could always add a quarter ounce of just some brown sugar syrup in there to make it a little less acidic. But I think it tastes amazing as it is.
I like a little tart. Yeah.
Yeah. Then just about a half ounce of lime juice. So most times the small limes you get are about an ounce of fluid in them.
Yeah.
So just a half lime, just enough to kind of spice up, add a little bit of extra acid, a little bit of that kind of like bright fruit note to it. There was one other thing when I was building this drink that I wanted to do, and that is rum runners and hurricanes, all these things are generally called long drinks. So there's more.
Are they?
Yeah, there's more other stuff than alcohol in them.
Right.
So they're long. They've been lengthened with whether that's water, juice, whatever. I wanted to make a short rum runner. So I've tried to find a way to avoid using any actual juice in this and just keep it lean and mean. When you think about short drinks, you can think kind of like your almost like a margarita where you've got a little bit of lime juice, triple sec, which is an alcoholic component, and then tequila. So pretty much it's all alcohol.
Yeah.
So taking that, I'm now finished with all of those. Good little shake because I have citrus and infused everything. So it's not going to look crystal clear or anything in this element. So I'm going to shake it up. That's got to be like the intro sound one of these times. So go ahead, strain.
It kind of looks Mai Tai-ish.
Look at that.
So I went with the round cube to kind of minimize the dilution.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Oh my gosh, that looks so good.
And it does. And for this one, I opted when I was going through it and decided to go with no garnish. I think if you've got the little like round cube in there, it just kind of looks pleasant in and of itself.
Classy, it right like you, yay.
Yes. Aw, thank you, Denise. Thank you.
So,
well,
I thought about this one quite a bit. And it's based off of a rum runner. You know, people who were illegally transporting distilled spirits from the colonies to the soon-to-be states when there were embargoes going. People still wanted their rum, but there was a lot of rum being distilled in the non-revolting colonies. So there was, you know, it was that whole kind of pirate-esque transporting these distilled beverages, everything. But when you were getting caught, just like people do now when they're caught transporting illegal goods, you would throw it overboard. They couldn't say it was you if it wasn't on the ship.
Wow!
When you would throw it overboard, it would
right be, next to the boat, but it wasn't.
Yep, you would hope that it would just kind of go away. So you'd toss what you could, or if you were coming into a storm really bad, you would have to get rid of the weights that your ship would float through. And anything that was thrown overboard is called a jetsam, because you jettisoned it. And I would like to imagine that all of these ingredients are things that could have been transported, and had to be thrown overboard when. While being chased by some law-abiding ships, one of our rum runners had to disembark some of their cargo, and that it washed up on the shore somewhere in South Florida and was found mixed together. So I'm going to call this Jetsam at the Docks, or JD for sure.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's awesome.
That looks well so good.
Done.
It is
so just a little bit bad.
Yep.
But you know, like badass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of. That's a little bit like me. A little badass, kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. Little sweet, not too sweet.
Yep.
Yep.
Not too sweet. A little tart
with your cigars. A little smoky. Yes. Yeah.
A little tart.
Smoky whiskey. It's a little bit of everything. I think it's a pretty good drink for a rock and roll star, if I may say so myself.
Thank you. That's thank you.
Brilliant.
I'm a rock and roll star, and thank you for the drink.
Absolutely.
I really have to say, I am so touched by how much time and effort you put into this drink and the thought and the knowledge of everything. It's just a beautiful thing. Thank you.
It certainly is.
I appreciate you teaching me how to drink it.
I like to try and make these at home, but I'm going to tell you, not this one.
No, this one's involved. I would call this a fully involved cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not taking the cover off my grill for anything now.
This one involved the grill and everything. Wow. Yes.
This was again, yeah, I saw my window into Tiki and just went all the way in. I was going all the way in the house.
And here I'm wondering, how is he going to combine whiskey and rum and fruit punch? And look at what you did. Look at what you came up with. You never disappoint with your uniqueness and your out-of-the-box thinking. Never disappoint.
Honestly. I mean, you think it's going to like end up Long Island iced tea-ish. You know, when
you start talking
about mixing, you know, and it's so far removed from that. So far removed. That's fantastic.
And it does. It has a really nice, long, like lingering flavor profile that starts kind of sweet. And then with the whiskey and the rum kind of mixing together, it does get kind of a nice like black tea element in the middle of it. Really does, but then it fades into, and you can just count the fruit as it comes through. You get that mango hits, and then you get the apple hit, and then that banana comes through. It's just
that's
awesome.
And I'm gonna have to make
like you should have two tiki torches behind you.
Oh, good idea. Shoot, next time.
I don't think too many people think of banana inside a drink like that. That's just a really cool element. Because I always add them to my shake in the morning. So that's perfect. That's the perfect drink for me, Tyler.
There's nothing worse than something that's like imitation banana flavor.
Oof.
Like that's so bad, isn't it? It's so bad. It's just got to be
the
real deal, you know?
It's got to be bananas.
It's got to be.
Totally.
I think that's the same thing with chocolate. When they have like these shakes, these imitation shakes and imitation bars, diet bars, and it's like a fake chocolate. They're just better off not going the chocolate route, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And do the vanilla thing, do whatever else thing, but chocolate is chocolate. Like you can't.
Yeah, I'm totally a vanilla person. Like I can literally vanilla in anything, you know, whether it's a drink or a dessert or an ice cream, or I'm always like, you know, vanilla, even when I'm like, you know, over here, they don't have Cool Whip, which is.
Oh, really?
What do they have?
Really? They have, it's liquid double cream that you have to whip it yourself.
Oh, so
there's no absolute, you know, very, no sweetness at all. Like I literally pour it into I use it in my coffee in the morning because they don't have half and half here either. So like when you want, you know, to make whipped cream, you have to whip it yourself. And I can't do it unless I put vanilla in it, like a little bit of vanilla to bring in the Cool Whip flavor.
Yep.
I'm attempting pumpkin pie next week. Ooh. My friend's coming over on Saturday and for like a little Halloween get together. And she wanted to say goodbye to Gemma before Katie. That we've had on the show. Katie's coming.
Yeah.
And she said, by any chance, are you American? By any chance, do you know how to make a pumpkin pie? I said, I do not know how to make a pumpkin pie, but I'm going to do it. Challenge accepted. Like I was on my grocery app and I was like, getting all the things for a recipe. Gosh. And I'm going to give it a shot and I'm going to make my own Cool Whip.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love making pumpkin pie. It is a blast.
I'm actually like looking forward to it. Like I'm more of a cake person if I have to.
Okay.
I'm not really a baker.
Yeah, yeah.
So a pie is just kind of like all new territory for me. So I'm like, ooh. But you know, I'm trying to get into like autumn. So I actually bought a pumpkin. I bought a pumpkin and I put it outside in my garden. And I just thought when it rots, you know, the squirrels will eat it. So it's not gonna go to waste. Maybe I'll cut it in half, you know, like and help them out a little bit because
right.
Can't really see them like walking away with a big pumpkin. I'm trying to embrace, like you'll see Halloween's very like mediocre here in London. It's not a big deal. It's like neighborhoody. Like if you, also if you have kids, like, I don't know, you know, I've never heard of anybody having like a Halloween party over here or if they go nuts in bars or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't really know, but you know, I mean, I don't know. I have my, if I have to get a visor and a pair of aviator shades and a mustache, and I'll just go as Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Yeah. So if I have to have a costume, I'm ready. Like I always have a ready.
Yeah. You know? Prepared for the costume if needed.
Right. Like when I worked at the bar, I didn't, you know we were going to do like a Halloween thing. And it kind of came up like rather sudden. And thank God I had a football shirt here. So I could just put smudges under my eye and go as a football, an American football player, you know? So, yeah, that I usually awesome. Have these things ready to go, you know, just in case. So, but I'm excited that you're coming. That's huge.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Hopefully you guys could hook up while you're there.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Again, I know it's like, hey, here I am last minute telling you that I'm going to be there for 26 hours, but
I'm sure you're going to want to spend time seeing like a million things as much as you can cram into that 26 hours.
Yeah. Well, especially with London having so many on the top 50 list, as far as cocktail bars go, I've already like been telling Emily, it's like, okay, I need to go here. She's like, oh, but I've already been there twice. And I'm like, I know, but I haven't. I need to go.
Are you going to make a trip to the Savoy?
I will probably make a trip to the Savoy. The one thing I'm going to go to is there is a bar there that I have to see in person called A Bar of Shapes for a Name. And it is a Bauhaus art inspired, just, it's going to be an experience. I'm excited to see how they do. Everything is very minimalist. All the drinks are basically like, I don't know yet, but it looks like they're kind of pre-made, ready to go, like super fast execution. They don't have a back bar or anything. It's just, I am so thrilled to see how that goes.
That's interesting. And are all these places like right in central London? Because I know you said that Emily was kind of like in another borough.
Yeah. So she's been doing winemaking out in Kent, but we will just be staying right in the city center, somewhere just off of the Thames. So.
Oh, cool.
Man.
Yeah, there's really good places around Royal Festival Hall and the British Film Institute. It's all kind of like outdoor, you know, high deck over the Thames, really cool, trendy bars. So I'm sure you'll find a couple of winners there too.
Yes.
So. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, Jay, it's a shame. He could have just dumped you off at my house.
I know.
Oh, man, you could have just dropped me off.
Yeah.
Me without a passport and Tyler going to England.
Could have just stuffed you in the bag and threw you on the plane.
Jay, I was the same way. Like I had no passport before, you know, meeting Hazel. And she was just like,
right?
Oh no, we're going to get that taken care of. So within a week of knowing her.
I got it when I went to Guantanamo Bay and I never really needed it. We went on a couple of cruises, but you know, I didn't even really need it. So they're like, everyone's telling me, how could I have done that? Like, what's wrong with you? You let that lapse. Now, you know, the trouble, I have to just start all over, I guess, and start from the beginning. So
it's like a 12-month process now.
It is?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's a 6-week wait. You said 12 months. Oh, God.
It might not even be 6 weeks.
No.
Like it I said, I think people are still a little bit nervous about traveling. So, you know, maybe they're not running to get that done. So, you know, mine was quick. Like when I had to get mine updated, it was really quick. But then again, I think I was just sending it into London to the American embassy. Mm-hmm. So it was super, wasn't like sending it from the States to London. It was just like sending it down the street, you know?
The thing is I'm not updating. I let it go too long, so I have to just reapply all over again. I didn't know that. So
luckily, one of their like three fast processing facilities in the U.S. is in Miami. So needed it quickly.
Good to know.
Good
to know. And I think you can pay extra to get it done quick, can't you?
Yep. Yeah, they actually get done quick, and if you go to the spot in Miami, it's even faster. I forget. There's one in like Miami, New York, and somewhere else. But I had to get some people passports for work before. So,
well, you know me, I like to throw money at a problem.
That's what I'm thinking. Just pay to have that thing expedited, right? Right. She's going like this right now. Wait a minute. When's Tyler leaving?
There have been a few times in my life where throwing money at something just wasn't going to work. And it's so frustrating. But one of the times when my mom had COVID, my mom did not have COVID. Everyone else in the family had it. My sister and I successfully kept her from getting it, but we could not get caretakers. I looked at my sister. I'm like, this is the one time you can't throw money at a problem because no one wants to come in this house. So,
oh gosh,
we put on our contagion suits and went in, and as only you can imagine, and helped out.
We just did the Downton Abbey thing here when Gemma got it. I was Mrs. Patmore. Lady Mary was upstairs texting me. Could you put a cup of tea on the stairs for me?
Using the stairs as like a in between chamber is great. Just drop it off and
It was like that was the thing. Or she would text me that she was coming downstairs, and I would have my sweatshirt on. I would just whip out a mask, put the mask on. She would come down in a mask. It was like so romantic. Oh, but we did it, man. We got through it. And now I'm already ready for my booster, waiting for my text to go get my booster.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I want to be fully prepared for when my parents get here. So,
You can't just walk in places now anymore and get the shot. You have to have an appointment. When I went up until a couple of months ago, you could just walk in. Yeah. Now you need an appointment.
Yeah. So that's why I'm trying to get my mom to get this done now. She got away with it going up to New York and coming back and being okay. But I was like, nah, you're not coming here unless you had your booster.
Yep.
When she comes, you have to have her on the show, and we have to.
She will literally be sitting right there, right behind me.
Oh, that's so cool.
Or right there. I don't know which chair but she will be right there, and she will be just like this with the iPad.
She's not going to be an audience, an attentive audience member. We can give her a free gift.
No, she's playing words with friends, with people. She's busy. No.
You can select one random audience member for a gift.
I was thinking. We could say, check under your seat. You've got something.
Going to look and see if Tyler, if you will be on, because she's got such a little crush on you.
Oh,
let's see.
Let's find out what day it is.
Ah, we might have to switch up.
Okay.
We might have to switch you to December 22nd.
Yep.
Because she gets in they get in on the 20th.
Okay. We can make that work.
We have to rework that a little bit.
Yes. I'll open my schedule.
Awesome. That'll be fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to ply her with, gin and her Jamesons and, pretty much keep her with a mild buzz the entire time.
She's a top fan, Tyler.
Since day one, man. Since day one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
An original fan.
I can't wait for her she's JD and your mom are going to bring her a bottle of Jameson. She'll be so excited to meet your mom.
Oh, that's
great. It was your mom's idea. And I'm like, what a great idea. We came up with it at the whiskey Well, Judy came up with it before, but then we talked about it again at our whiskey tasting this past weekend. So
yeah, I know.
Very fun.
Like, you're going to be like spending the evening with a couple of rock stars drinking Jamie. I'll be sitting here playing PlayStation, picking my nose. Yep. Just, nobody will be around. I'm on my own with my cat. Yep.
I'm gonna bring some Jameson Stout. That's what I'm bringing her.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that is it. That's, she'll be so thrilled. Oh, you guys, this has been like so fun. I'm so excited.
Yay. Absolutely.
I'm so glad we did this. That was a fantastic drink.
Oh, thank you.
The Jettison at the Docks.
Yep. Jetson at the Docks.
Thank you, Tyler. From bottom of my heart, I cannot tell you how much that means to me.
Oh well, we have to make you one. That's the real challenge.
Yes.
I have to get down there and put on my little chef hat and grill you up some fruit and go from there. And then we need a full review.
Yes. When you're here, we're going to do an in-house whiskey rock lounge on a Saturday.
That would be amazing. Oh,
that'll be fun. I have to do something where I just line them all up and make all 12 of them in the new year and just run.
Yes.
Fantastic. And video it all for me. All right, you guys, we're going to snap shot.
Absolutely. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
Cheers. Thank you for having me in the lounge.
See ya. Next time.
He drank way too much whiskey.
Like, never stop chasing your dreams.